Hey guys, welcome to the Create Don't Hesitate podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Ford, and this podcast is for Gen Z creatives who have dreams they want to pursue and fears that hold them back and hesitate to start, myself included. And my goal is to share my experiences, insights, and encouragement and give you a head start to begin working to your dreams, passions, and ideal life. I post a podcast once a week, every Monday, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Create Don't Hesitate podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Ford, and today is the last episode of September, and a lot of you guys have already started school and all of that. So if you are listening, I hope that's going well for you guys, and whatever testing you guys may have done already at the beginning of the school year, it's been hopefully good and hopefully going well for you guys as well. And I love you guys so much. And remember, this episode is about trying new things, explore your gifts and talents and your likes and hobbies and interests and things like that. And, you know, remember that, like the last episode, if you haven't checked out the last episode about life is a constant learning game, you know, it's really about how there's an abundance of information and resources to learn from, like online and from books and mentors and all sorts of things like that. So take advantage of those little resources and all those things you have and the people around you to keep learning and all of that. And, you know, whatever you want to learn and you want to grow your skills in, you can just look up YouTube videos on, or you could, you know, read books on or articles, or, you know, invest into Skillshare.com. It's about $10 a month, and, you know, learn a bunch of stuff on there, search literally anything, or you can search stuff on Google or whatever. And It's awesome. So there's a lot of opportunities to learn and to grow and to try new things. So, and you can try new things, you can experiment with your gifts and with new ways to do things and with new solutions and innovations on different activities or different things. And yeah, it's going to be awesome to always learn, to always grow. And so that's just something I want you guys to think about as you listen to the rest of this episode. And, you know, just remember that, you know, you're made for more, you know, than your life and than the life that you're currently living. You know, God has an amazing plan for you, and he's called you to achieve so many greater things on top of what you're already doing and on top of the life that you're living now. And even if your life isn't in the best place right now, for whatever reason that is, know that God has a plan for you, and he's using your situation to grow you, to teach you a lesson, and to equip you the strength and the characteristics and the skills to pursue your future and to work on new things and to equip you for your future battles and as well as for your future accomplishments and successes and plans that he has for your life. So, you know, you're called for greatness in various areas of your life, and you have a purpose from the Lord and he's going to guide you. He's going to lead you every step of the way, as long as you trust in him and all of that. So just remember that you're important, you're valuable, and that, you know, just keep, you know, when you keep moving forward and you keep, you know, have the courage to, you know, let go of your ego and your stubbornness, and, you know, you just pick up your feet and, you know, take out the opportunity to learn new things. You know, there's really a lot you can achieve in all of that. So, you know, small steps at a time, you know, working on small goals and things you've been thinking about, you know, just take advantage of those, you know, small moments and those small curiosities you have, and you'll really learn a lot. You know, if you want to check out one of my other episodes about, you know, curiosity and, you know, about learning new things and, you know, life is a constant learning game, the last episodes and other episodes on curiosity and stuff like that, consider checking those out, because, you know, there's always a lot to learn. There's always new things to grow from. And, you know, you will sometimes, you know, often have to get out of your comfort zone and really trust the Lord that he has your back and he's going to guide you every step of the way, because, you know, he will, right? You know, and that doesn't mean, like, if you have the Lord in your life, that doesn't mean, you know, life's going to be easy and he's going to give you the whole story, you know, the whole path, because he's not, right? He puts you through different situations to test your faith and all of that, so that you can continue trusting in him, that he's going to guide your steps, and he will, right? It doesn't mean you're going to know everything that happens, or that you're always going to go through the easiest situations, or that you're never going to struggle or anything like that. You know, look, you know, there's things that, you know, you want to do and you've always wanted to try, and that maybe you've just been too scared to do because you're, fearful of the unknown, or you're making visions in your head of what might happen, and that can just be so destructive. I've done that myself many times. It's like I've been fearful to start a conversation or to, you know, just ask about certain things, you know, ask for things that I want to do, you know, from close people or things like that. Or if I want to sign up for sports, if I want to sign up for different activities or clubs in school, sometimes I just need to ask about it and things like that. It's important sometimes, just, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, getting out of your own head and just asking. Sometimes the worst thing that can happen in many cases that, you know, the answer is no, or, you know, you're going to have much better plans. And God calls you to, you know, give up your worries to him, and, you know, he'll really give you peace and a new mind and guide your steps as long as you trust in him and, you know, according to his plan and purpose for your life. So there's a verse in the Bible that says, Jeremiah 29:11, it kind of goes something like, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and to give you not plans not to harm you, but to give you hope in the future," and something like that. And, you know, the Lord really has a plan for your life, and he wants to guide you, and he wants to lead you, you know, where you're supposed to go. So just remember that, you know, you have so much potential, and you have so many things that you can achieve. You know, it just takes a little bit of courage. It takes some time to really get out of your comfort zone, get out of your own head, and just, you know, start moving forward. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we might be waiting on God to, you know, grow and expand us and give us strength and really just give everything to us that, you know, that we're seeking and we're wanting. Sometimes we just need to wait on his timing and trust in him and have faith that he's going to give us the tools that we need in the timing that, you know, we're meant to have them. And, you know, and sometimes we're going to, you know, many times we're going to have anxieties or things in our lives that try to discourage us or to lead us away from the plans that God has for us and that, you know, we're meant to achieve and we're meant to work towards. But you just, you know, when you keep moving forward, you're going to constantly learn new things, right? When you make small steps and you know, you're going to make small mistakes in your life. And, you know, when working to your dreams or working to your goals, but those little steps, those little mistakes, those little failures, as long as you take those little failures and those things and you learn from them, after you constantly learn from different failures, all the things you learn from those failures can compound and grow into building new skills and building new things and to help you achieve more in your future and to help lead you to more amazing paths and situations in your life. And, you know, I was watching this Instagram reel the other day about, and it said, courage is not the absence of fear, but courage is doing something in spite of it. And I, you know, heard this from Instagram reel from Outspoken Hero. That's the Instagram account that I found it on. And that's where I got it from. So reflecting on this is, you know, courage, you know, sometimes we just, it's not going to take away the fear necessarily, but it's really acting in spite of it. It's really having the confidence and having the humility and having the curiosity to just, no matter what happens, when you kind of get out of your comfort zone, get out of your own head and just kind of take a leap of faith, as you may have heard before, that's going to give you some confidence. It's going to give you some relief. And all of that. And it's going to teach you that, you know, not everything is so scary, right? You know, after you do something that you've been afraid to do, you're like, why was this so scary? Why did I make a big deal out of it, right? And that doesn't mean we shouldn't be scared to do new things, or we, you know, shouldn't be, you know, that we're not going to be unsure of trying new things, or that we're not going to be, you know, fearful of the unknown because we don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, when we take courage and take small steps to work to our future and to work to our goals and work to our curiosities and things we want to do, again, that's going to build a confidence in us. That's going to build a resilience and different things like that. So this is something that I really hope you guys have learned some stuff from this episode. And just remember that, like, you know, we all have that inner child in us, right? You know, when we were like little kids, we've always like wanted to learn new things and always been so curious and always wanted to try so many things and our parents have corrected our mistakes and helped us learn, help us grow, and all of that. All right, guys, and remember that, you know, the kid inside of you is, you know, always been curious, always been wanting to learn new things and to grow your knowledge and wanted to do all that. And you are important, you're valuable, and just remember to kind of get back in your the spirit of the kid in you, right? When you were little, when you wanted to try new things, when you wanted to learn new things, and really just kind of keep, you know, bring that creative spark back and continue to have the curiosity and explore the new interests that you have. And, you know, and that will really fill you up with joy and fill you up with good energy and things like that. And, you know, and just remember that please take action and despite the mistakes you've made, and that will happen. And, you know, whatever actions you take, you know, they'll slowly build your courage and faith and joy and persistence. And, you know, every little step you take will, you know, again, will compound on top of each other and, you know, will help you when you act on your interests, you know, despite your fears. There, you're going to learn a lot, you're going to grow a lot, and you're going to be taught a lot of lessons and things like that. So the challenge I have for you guys for this week, for this closing episode, is, you know, find ways to, you know, this week to explore the new hobby that you've been wanting to pursue, you know, that idea you have, the book you want to write, the content you want to make, you know, all the songs that are in your heart that you want to make. Whether it's, you know, things you've been wanting to do and take action on, but, you know, you've been fearful to take action on, really just, you know, think about all the things that you enjoy and you want to do, and, you know, see where, like, small actions will lead you. And, you know, just a little bit of courage, you know, despite, you know, fear, you know, when you take action upon it, you know, will lead to opportunities and will lead to, you know, growth and will lead you to your future, and will just grow you in so many ways. And again, will give you the confidence and to keep pursuing new things and all of that. And just remember to keep trusting the process and God's plan for your life. And, you know, you have so much greatness and potential inside of you. And when you take action upon it and do the internal work to work on it, to work on yourself, to work on your self-awareness, and to work on, you know, really praying to the Lord that, you know, knowing that he has your back and knowing that he's going to guide your steps every step of the way. When you develop that trust and that faith and all of that, you're going to, and you take action consistently, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to grow. And just remember to keep learning, keep growing. And you're really here to, your story and your voice matters, right? So when you take action on your goals and your hobbies, in your music, and you put your creativity out there, you're going to impact people's lives. You're going to uplift people in good ways. And just remember to, you know, find ways to share this new thing with others and help others and encourage them, because your voice and your talents and everything matters so much. So that's the challenge of this week. Find things you could do that, find ways to do the things that you enjoy doing, and find ways to also use your gifts to impact the people around you in a positive way. Share this episode with somebody who needs it, and that with somebody that would find it valuable and encouraging. Thanks for listening, and remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life. I'll see you all in the episodes for October and the following months. I appreciate you guys so much, and I'm just so grateful for you guys and all of this. I'll see you all in the next episode, and future content. Make sure to check out other content on other platforms as well. You'll really get a lot of value and a lot of encouragement on other places as well. So I love you guys, and remember to keep learning and to keep moving forward. Get up, get moving, live an inspired life. I'll see you guys later. Hey, you. I got a message for you. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Create, Don't Hesitate. If you receive value from this episode, feel free to leave a review by messaging me on Instagram. The link is in the podcast description. Also, check out all my other socials for more inspiration. I'll see you in the next episode. Lastly, remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life.